Second date update. Today we're helping out Darcy. Morning, Darcy.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing excellent. All right. Tell us what's going on. So, first of all, when you messaged me, you didn't actually say in the email where you met this Jared dude. Like, where'd you guys run into each other?
Oh, online.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Very cool. How did that go? Was it just one of those, like, hey, what's up? And the next thing you know, you guys were out having drinks or something?
Well, I thought he had ghosted me once, actually, because he reached out and we texted back and forth, but then he, like, disappeared for 2 weeks.
Oh.
And then he reached out again, and I told him, like, I was sick of that thing that everyone does where, like, it never gets past, like, texting each other.
That's what I hear, like, dating has become. Like, Jackson, you've mentioned this, that Tinder and all these dating profiles go no further than someone will message you, you write back, and then you don't hear again.
Oh, no. Most of the time, you don't even get a message. Just no one talks.
Nothing.
You straight up get on Tinder just to judge. And then you shut it off and you go about your business.
What happened after that? Was he, did he actually go out on a date?
So we didn't want to do that. Yeah. So we went on a lunch date, which I was like, okay, that seems like more business than romantic, but whatever.
Yeah.
And we went out and we talked a lot and like talked about his family and I talked about my family and it went really well, I thought. And then he totally disappeared again. I'm just like, what's going on? Like, do you have a girlfriend? Is this like what you do? Like, what do you get out of this? Like, you know what I mean?
He's married.
That's what I'm thinking. He's married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that sounds pretty married.
He kind of reached out to you, then something happened in his life, and he kind of pulled back, and then went out on this date, and now he's pulling back, and
mm-hmm.
Or he's just busy, man. Like, yeah. I'm busy all the time. I don't really have time. I don't make a lot of time for dating in my life because I have other things to do.
I mean, Darcy.
Well, then just message and be like, hey, I had a good time, but.
No, that's awkward. I don't want to.
I don't want to date in this new world.
Right.
Ever.
Darcy, did you happen to notice? I mean, was there like a tan line where the wedding ring would be? Or, I mean, did you get that vibe?
No, I wasn't looking for that. I was on a date.
Okay.
With someone who had a dating profile online.
Right. Well, if you want, we can try to track down Jared and, figure out why he's not calling you back.
Yeah, I'm just so curious at this point.
Cool. Then we'll do it next.
Baby, wake up. Baby, wake up. Up. I'm waking you up.
The Mix Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your second date update. We're trying to help out Darcy, who met Jared with online dating. And Jared kind of ghosted Darcy one time around and then reached back out. They finally went out, and now he's ghosting again. And Jackson, you're just saying he's busy, he's not into it, but he doesn't want confrontation.
Yeah.
Which, look, as a man who hates confrontation, I understand and appreciate.
Right.
But at the same time, Monroe, you're going, no, this is a married dude.
Yep, he's married, and he's trying to figure out if he's going to cheat or not.
Yep. Darcy, good, Darcy, you're still there. Darcy did not like.
Sorry. Yeah. I tend to jump to the worst possible scenario, so.
Hey, Darcy, we got Jared on, so I'm going to pick up with him, but don't say a word, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, Jared, good morning.
Hello.
I got a random question for you here. Go with me on it. You married?
No.
Okay. I'm going to do a one.
Just a random survey.
Just gonna
don't
do
worry.
A follow-up
no,
question.
No, like you're not sure or?
Yeah. You sure you're not married?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Okay. All right, man. All right. Listen, the reason why I needed to pull the Band-Aid and just ask you that was you went out on a date with a friend of ours named Darcy, and, you completely ghosted her, and we're going, well, he must be married, and that's why. Like, but you're not married. That's not why you ghosted our friend?
No, I'm not married, no.
Okay.
She called you guys?
She did call us, yeah, man. In fact, why don't you tell us about the date? Because we heard about it from her, and it sounded like it went, pretty well. Like, what'd you think of Darcy?
She's nice and all. She's hot in like a, I don't want to be that guy, but she's hot in like a white trash kind of way for sure. It's like
white trash pretty. I know that. I get that.
Wow.
Like
yeah,
Jamie Lynn Presley.
Exactly.
Oh, Jamie Lynn Presley.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a fan.
I love her.
Yeah. Well, Darcy talked about how you guys like bonded at like this lunch you went on and you guys even were talking about each other's families and like, it was really good.
Well, for sure. And that's kind of where like things. We're talking about, parents, and I've always heard, you've always got to, look at the mother to, know what the woman's going to, you know, grow into. You know, this is a forecast for who you could be with. And, you know, we were talking about family and all that, and she's telling me the bad teeth run in her family. And not only that, but her mother pulled out her own teeth to put in dentures because the problem was so bad. This woman's pulling out her own teeth.
Okay, Judgy so McJudgerson.
Really?
Yeah, come on.
I mean, I'm thinking here if her and Darcy's teeth are fine. You know, I made sure that I the second we started talking about that, I was looking. But I'm just saying, in 10 years and 15 years, what are these chompers going to look like? You know, and I don't want to be in a situation where, you know, I'm with someone who's ripping out their own teeth with pliers because they're coming in sideways.
What do your teeth look like? What do your dad's teeth look like?
My dads are fine. My family has great teeth.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was hoping for married. I'm not going to lie.
Like, yeah, that sucked. That sucked way more.
You know, Jared, Darcy's been listening in. I want to bring her back. Hey, Darcy.
Hey.
Darcy, we learned a lot right now from our friend Jared. He, so you shared obviously about your mom, and you kind of shared that story. And where are you at now?
Let's just call it what it is. Like, he's a jerk and like a terrible human, and I'm glad that I don't have anything to do with him anymore. Like, that's clear to everyone, right? We all agree on that.
Well, I mean, call me in 10 years if you still have all your teeth, because I did have fun, Darcy, but I just can't. I can't take that risk.
God, do you hear this garbage human? Am I the only one hearing this?